Right now it is time for us to check sports. It's time to bring in the Christmas elf himself, Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Tired.
Tired?
Mm-hmm.
Are you all set for the holidays?
What holiday?
The rest of the day, you know, Christmas Eve and Christmas.
Yeah, I'm ready to bet some horses today and then take a day off tomorrow and get back at it on Saturday.
All right. Not much sports to talk about, even though the NBA did open up. The Hawks beat the Bulls 124-101. It's their second full day of operation. And a meaningless college football game. Memphis topped Florida Atlantic in the Montgomery Bowl, 25-10. Did you watch the Potato Bowl the other night?
The who?
Potato Bowl.
No.
At the end of it?
No, there's only two games I'm watching. I'm watching Alabama destroy Notre Dame, and I'm going to watch the Clemson-Ohio State game.
I think it'll be Alabama and Clemson for the national title. I do.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah. But at the end of that Potato Bowl, that fans were throwing...
Oh, that's what it was? Yeah. I was out at a place eating lunch and having a couple of drinks with my buddy on... That was Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know somebody puked on the field or what.
No.
I couldn't tell what it was.
They threw French fries.
What that was.
French fries on the field. It's a good thing it wasn't baked potatoes. It would have knocked somebody out.
So I guess the sponsor gave them a cooler full of potatoes, I guess?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. It was. I saw that and I said, This is one of the more ridiculous bowl games I've ever heard of.
I couldn't tell what it was. Hey, this place I went was genius. You can't sit at a bar, right?
Yeah.
So this place is one of the biggest bars down here. It's a big rectangular bar. There's no booze or anything behind the bar. So people can sit at the bar, and they have plastic partitions that slide along the rail of the bar. So
yeah.
If there's two of you, three of you, four of you, you could all be together. They say it's not a bar. It's a big rectangular table. And they bring the drinks in from outside and the food in from the kitchen, and you sit at the bar and eat and drink.
And that is creative thinking. That is absolutely amazing. You know, that's true. If there's no alcohol at the bar, it is a seating area.
Yeah, it was great. I was like, me and my buddy were like, how are you guys having people sit at the bar? They're like, it's not a bar. It's a big rectangular table. There's nothing behind it. I'm like, oh my God, that's beautiful.
Well, no, really, absolutely. That's unbelievable. So not everybody has the setup to do that, but still, kudos to the businesses. And there's restaurants around here that have done creative things too, that allow people to go out and still enjoy anyway. But that sounds like one of the better ideas I've heard.
Oh, it was I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it, and that's where I saw the game. So it was kind of normal.
Well, you see, that's the type of thing that if a business can actually do that, people feel safer. But anyways, I think it's a great idea. And you know what? They'll probably leave everything in place for when this is all over, in case it happens again. Just okay. Here's what we're doing. Drinks coming from the outside, and you sit and eat on the inside. All right. What else in sports? The Bills, their playoff game. The state of New York is considering allowing 7,000 to 10,000 fans in for that game.
My God.
But that's up in Buffalo. I mean, so, you know, just imagine that. If it's a cold day and the wind's blowing and there's only 7,000 to 10,000 fans in that stadium.
Even the virus won't show up. It'll be so cold.
No, that's exactly right.
Well, you don't come out till 10 o'clock anyway.
Oh, gosh. Anyways, what else?
You got a lot of games to pick this weekend.
Yeah, there are.
There's games tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, yep. Well, do you want to pick them now or do you want to pick them tomorrow?
Tomorrow's a holiday. I'm off.
That's right. Tomorrow. Well, we'll pick them today. That's right. It just doesn't feel like Christmas this year.
It doesn't.
It just doesn't. I'm sorry. I was down sick the other day, and I'm still feeling a little queasy, but not that bad. But all right. Well, let's go to them. We'll go to the Friday game. Minnesota versus New Orleans. I'll take the Saints.
Me too. I got them all. I'm marking them down in green. I'm making them in my yesterday's racing form. They have the the football line. So you're blue and I'm green.
All right.
So I take New Orleans, too.
So that's the first game. Wow, there's three games on Saturday. Wow. Unbelievable. So in the three games on Saturday, I'm taking Tampa Bay. I'm going to take Arizona. And I'm going to take Miami.
Tampa Bay, you said?
Yep.
Arizona and Miami?
Yep.
All right, we're just one different on there. I'm taking Tampa Bay, Arizona, and I took Las Vegas.
Okay. Then on Sunday, how many games do you want to pick on Sunday? Just one, or you want to pick?
Go for the three.
Okay, we'll go for the three. Okay, on Sunday, I'll take Kansas City over Atlanta.
Me too.
I will take Baltimore over the Giants.
Okay.
I'll take Cleveland over the Jets.
Amazing how we almost have them all the same. I took Kansas City, I took Cleveland over the Jets, and I took Green Bay over Tennessee.
It's probably wise to leave the Giants alone because you can't pick with them and you can't pick against them sometimes. But
well, Baltimore has to win.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the reason why that's a good bet. I mean, the Giants, they're the second biggest dog of the week. They're getting 10.5 points.
Yeah. And then there's even a Monday game, so there's football on.
Yeah, but we'll talk on Monday.
I know, but there's Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Holy
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
The National Football League has finally done what they've wanted to do all along. Be on every day of the week.
We're pretty close to it anyway.
I know, pretty amazing.
This isn't the last weekend either, is it?
No, it's not. Normally they do this, they normally do it a couple of Saturday games the week before the end of the season. And then they have them on Sunday, too. But I've never seen this many games over the course of,
they used to have two games on a Saturday,
yeah,
like 2 weeks before Christmas and
yep,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
But now you got a game on Christmas on a Friday, and you got three games on Saturday. Oh. The only good thing about that is the racetrack's open Saturday. I don't have to watch football.
That's right.
Now, Sunday, too.
Now, you don't have any picks set for this weekend.
No, I don't have any racing
yeah,
for them yet.
It's way too early for it, yeah. So.
Yeah, usually I get Saturdays, Thursday night. They're out, but my contact didn't send them to me yet, so I don't have it.
All right. Well, what the heck? It's Christmas Eve. What the heck?
You know what's bad, too?
What?
The racing form is $11 if you buy it at the track. It's $12 if you buy it out somewhere. There's two tracks running today. Two. It's still $11 and $12.
That's a day, right?
Yeah.
Woof. Woof.
But you only get two tracks are running today, and you still got to pay the full price. That's ridiculous.
Wow.
But that's why we bootleg it.
That's right. Bootlegging.
We beat the man.
All right. Well, I want you to have a... Are you cooking for yourself, or are you going to spend some time with somebody on Christmas Day?
Tomorrow I'm going over to my buddy's house. Tonight I'll be sitting home alone eating with the cat, having my little dinner made up at the local restaurant. My buddy makes it for me. So that's what I'll be doing.
All right. Well, I want you to have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Have a Merry Christmas.
And we'll speak to you on Monday.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mike. Take care.
Take care, guys.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.